This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken made an unannounced visit to the occupied West Bank on Sunday, where Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas pushed for an immediate Israeli ceasefire after a strike on a refugee camp killed dozens of people. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder has more.
Abbas called the Gaza assault, quote, a war of genocide and destruction at the hands of the Israeli war machine. But Blinken, on a regional tour to try to stop the war from spreading, has resisted calls by Arab leaders for a ceasefire for fear it would benefit Hamas. And Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said there'd be no ceasefire until the return of all the more than 240 hostages captured by Hamas during the October 7th attacks, which Israel says also killed 1,400 people.
Lucy Fielder from Reuters. Aid groups say Afghans fleeing a deportation drive in Pakistan lack shelter, food, and warmth once they cross the border. Hundreds of thousands of Afghans have left Pakistan in recent weeks as authorities pursue foreigners they say are in the country illegally. Pakistan set October 31st as a deadline to leave the country or else they'd be arrested. The Taliban have set up camps on the other side for people to stay in while they wait to be moved to their place of origin in Afghanistan, but the land is barren and flat, and there is no infrastructure or privacy, aid groups said Sunday. Google on Monday will try to protect a lucrative piece of its internet empire. At the same time, it's still entangled in the biggest U.S. antitrust trial in a quarter century. The latest threat will unfold at a San Francisco federal court, where a 10-person jury will decide whether Google's digital payment processing system in the Play Store that distributes apps for phones running on its Android software has been illegally driving up prices for consumers and developers. For pictures, videos, stories, and more, follow the Voice of America on X, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. This is VOA News. Former U.S. President Donald Trump is expected to testify Monday in the New York civil case, threatening to upend his real estate empire and deal him a damaging financial blow as he seeks to retake the White House next year. VOA's Joe Ramsey has more.
The 77-year-old is due to take the stand Monday morning, sitting next to Arthur Engoron, the judge overseeing the case, whom Trump has repeatedly derided as unhinged and as a Trump-hating radical left Democrat operative. Engoron has responded by slapping Trump with two fines, one for $5,000, another for $10,000, when he ruled the one-time reality television star had violated a partial gag order imposed after he bashed the judge's clerk on social media. New York Attorney General Letitia James has accused the Trump Organization of inflating the value of its assets by billions of dollars to obtain more favorable bank loans and insurance terms. Trump denies any wrongdoing. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
Former New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern will work alongside leaders from Conservation International to advocate for climate change and improve people's treatment of the environment. Conservation International said on Monday that Ardern has become its sixth Arnold Distinguished Fellow and would serve a two-year term to advocate internationally, especially on issues affecting the Pacific and Antarctica. It's one of several new roles Ardern has announced since unexpectedly stepping down as prime minister in January. The European Union Commission proposed another $53 billion in aid for Ukraine. The announcement comes as Ukraine's military readies for another winter at war with Russia. VOA's Arash Arabasadi has more.
Ukraine's leadership and military continue pushing for more sustained international support and advanced weaponry. Ukraine further seeks EU and NATO membership. It was amid this backdrop that European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen visited the capital Kyiv for a joint news conference with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. Von der Leyen said the Commission would recommend another $53 billion in aid from EU member states to Ukraine. Just days earlier in Berlin, EU foreign ministers met to discuss future expansion of the bloc. Germany's foreign minister Annalena Baerbock expressed confidence that Ukraine would gain membership after a vote in December. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
The U.S. military has acknowledged positioning a nuclear-capable submarine in the Middle East. It provided no other details in its online statement Sunday, though it posted an image that appeared to show a submarine in Egypt's Suez Canal near its Suez Canal Bridge. U.S. acknowledgement of an Ohio-class submarine location is incredibly rare, as they represent part of America's so-called, quote, nuclear triad of atomic weapons, which also includes land-based ballistic missiles and nuclear bombs aboard strategic bombers. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.